Since 1888, there's been 4 bridges over the Canadian River in the northeastern panhandle just outside the town of Canadian. The first 2 were constructed of wood and washed away. The 3rd, the Canadian River Wagon Bridge, was built of steel and concrete. Completed in 1916, it was a major engineering accomplishment. The bridge extended more than 2,600 feet and served horse-drawn buggies and touring cars. It was supported by 17 pin truss spans, whose sections are connected by metal pins at the straight joints where metal segments meet. Tension and compression hold the sections together. In 1923, the Canadian River cut a new channel around the north end of the bridge. 4 more trusses were installed, stretching the bridge to more than 3,200 feet. It became the longest metal truss bridge in Texas until the Rainbow Bridge opened on the Gulf Coast in 1938. The Canadian River Bridge served travelers until 1951, when a span collapsed under the weight of a 10-ton truck. The following year, another span failed and a car fell into the river. No one was hurt, but city leaders concluded the old bridge had seen its day. In 1953, a new concrete bridge was completed east of the older one, which fell into ruin, overtaken by rust and brush. In 1992, local rancher Trey Webb had an idea. Why not rehabilitate the unused bridge as a nature walk? The plan took hold, and local bank president Jay Godwin looked for funding. The town obtained a $600,000 grant from the Texas Department of Transportation. Canadian residents raised another $150,000. Crews cleared brush, installed new wooden slats on the bridge's roadbed, replaced concrete, and buttressed the steel trusses. For authenticity, specks of rust remain. On July 4, 2000, the Canadian River Wagon Bridge became a scenic hike and bike and birding trail. Residents and visitors can stroll or cycle across the bridge, taking in the sumac, cottonwoods, and hackberries, and also waterfowl, wild turkey, and white-tailed deer.